everyone. Welcome to a new episode of the Any Kind Podcast. We're here with Tama and Anthony.
How's it?
Hey.
And we're going to be going over Avatar still, but Anthony wasn't with us for the first four episodes, and he's actually watched the first five. But Anthony, I want to get your thoughts on the first four. Like, how are you liking it so far?
I mean, to be honest, I like it. I mean, you know, obviously the comments and everything of everybody kind of being half-half. I actually enjoy it. It's a different series and kind of different from the original, like the animated series. So it's kind of like a new experience, but within the same realm as the cartoon. So, I mean, I'm liking it.
Yeah. The biggest complaint online I've been seeing is, like I mentioned to you earlier, was people are complaining about the tone. But like we were saying, it's kind of, it has to be that tone if it's real life. Because if they did it really like how the cartoon is more cartoony, it would look super like almost
look fake.
Yeah, it looked like Batman from the 60s.
Where, yeah,
pow!
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, they're trying too hard.
Yeah. The second half of the season, I'm hoping that we get like, I don't know, more. I don't know. Okay, if you guys watch their interviews, their chemistry as a group is so good.
I've seen bits
they
and
play
pieces,
around, yeah. And it hasn't translated to the show yet that we've watched for. I don't know. Maybe it'll change in the next four episodes. I don't know.
They still hate each other. That's why right now, like,
yeah, like when the in the one interview, the actor who plays Sokka. When he was asked what bending element he would want, and he says anything but air, and then the guy who plays Aang turned around and was like, what? How could you not like air?
Anyone who says air is the weakest hasn't watched Legend of Korra.
Yeah.
Dude, Zaheer was this murking guy.
I literally saw a TikTok where they were posting pics from the comics series, and it was literally one of the firebenders that were fighting Aang them, and apparently they demonized the Air Nation, right, in the Fire Nation, saying that they had like an evil army, they're going to take over the world, all this stuff. And one of the things he mentioned was that how airbenders can suck the air out of people. Mm-hmm. And he mentioned that as a stuff, but Aang, he's never thought of doing that, so he didn't like react to it the way that, but like in, if you watch Legend of Korra, when what was his name, Zaheer, when he did that, oh, that was freaking brutal.
Right. Oh, to the Earth Kingdom or the,
yeah, the queen.
The queen, yeah. Bro, that was nuts when you just like the bubble around her head and then just went.
Then again, she kind of seemed like she deserved it.
No, yeah.
Even in a couple of the flashes we see from Korra's memories, you see Aang just like destroy some guys with his. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I'm excited for when they make the sequel animated trilogy.
I
want to see Aang go beast mode.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
what I want
to
see.
I actually am looking forward to seeing Toph.
Oh yeah.
And then like building of the
well not only that, but because she was already the strongest earthbender when she was a kid, I want to see her at her prime. Just like in Legend of Korra, she told Korra, like, I'm just an old lady. In my prime, I would have destroyed you.
Well, she literally destroyed Kovira's army.
Yeah.
While she goes beast mode at, like, what, 150?
Even Kovira was like, nah, let them go.
I gotta wait this one out. There's even that other earthbender that they say is even stronger than Toph. Like, his quote was saying, like, earthbending is my element. I just let other people borrow it.
God damn.
Yeah.
Who's that?
It's like his name is like Yin Brow or something like that. I don't know.
Oh, was this before that?
Yeah, this is way before, obviously.
Oh, okay.
In his like lore, it's supposed to be like he was like a pseudo avatar. They thought he was the avatar because he was so powerful with his earthbending. Oh. That one of the things he could do is he could liquefy earth and water bend it.
Oh damn!
Yeah.
Sand bending?
no, pretty much. Like turning solid rock into like a liquid form and then bending
mud.
Well, the new avatar coming out, the next one where it's earthbender, people are claiming who are working in a group that there's wood bending. So we'll see.
Well, earth. if you think about it, what's in wood? Water. So if you can blood bend, why can't you wood bend?
One thing, if they wood bend, I'm guessing you can plant bend because it's basically the same thing, right?
Pretty much, you can life bend at that point. That's life bending at that point.
Morning wood bending.
No, but yeah. Sorry, back to the series, Anthony. Like so far, like what is your highlight of the show so far?
Oh shoot!
So, like for me, like so far, the thing that stands out in my mind is Kyoshi. That Kyoshi episode was.
Oh yeah, Kyoshi. That yeah. Kyoshi scene was mean. Yeah. I like that one. Shoot, I don't know. That's a hard one. I like a lot of them, but I kind of like that. Like Sokka is kind of like actually funny. You know what I mean? Like there's certain parts where like he's actually like the same character as like in the cartoon. I think what I like is like the characters are somewhat the same, but more serious for the series.
I think so far the Sokka actor is the best fit in his role.
Yeah.
And, no, for sure. Me and Tama were mentioning during the, when watching it, it's like as episodes go on, you can tell they're getting more comfortable in their role.
Yeah. Yeah. They know.
Tama, did you mention something about Suki?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I thought you mentioned Suki. My bad. I thought you mentioned Suki. My bad.
No. I actually was going to mention her anyway.
Oh, I totally forgot.
Oh yeah, she was badass. Like her whole face reveal after the makeup. Nah. Cannot. I cannot.
Well, Tama, if you guys are listening and you're Tama's student, I'm no longer involved in that. No, but yeah, like the actress for that was so good, which I'm so happy we get to see her more later on if there's more seasons.
Oh, I'm sure. It's weird though because I think I saw an interview with Sokka's character, or they're watching that scene, like in particular where Sokka was learning how to, I guess, like train as like a Kyoshi
warrior. Oh yeah, and they're saying it's so much tension.
Yeah. And like he looked like he was like, you know, actually interested. So I feel like there's actual chemistry there to where if they do add her in the future, it'll be kind of like the same kind of funny. Like I hope they use that scene. I think. Oh fuck, what scene was that?
When they're trying to get into Ba Sing Se.
Or like they're already like cool with Zuko and stuff like that, and then I think they're like pitched up for the night and he thinks
Suki's gonna come inside. Was actually
I want to see that scene like played out, like to be honest.
What I really want to see is when Suki saves Toph. Like, oh Sokka, my savior.
Actually it's me. Oh well, you can let me drown now.
Yeah. how do you obviously we got literally like a 20-second scene of him, but how do you think about the casting of Mai and Ty Lee?
I mean, I'm kind of indifferent to it. I think it didn't really matter to me if they kept it original or not. I mean, Azula like is already like psychotic, but are you just talking about the three sisters? But I mean, like, they seem to be their characters for the series. Like, you know how you're saying, like, if they kept it like the cartoon, it'd be kind of like too much. Because especially, I think, what Ty Lee's character, where she's like really like, like, it'd be really weird if she was like that in this kind of like darker series. So I like that she's more like uplifting, but not like totally like, you know, intense. Like
when they first announced the show, and we got the Fire Lord, we got Azula's casting, I was like, why did they bring him so early? But after watching, obviously, the first four episodes, to me, it makes sense how they're building the arc. Instead of just like how in the live action, in the cartoon, it worked, where season two, we just got the end credit, basically, of Azula, and we didn't see the Fire Lord to the ending. But I actually kind of appreciate how they're building the characters. They showed how the Fire Lord can be like, kind of like, how he burned those guys alive. We're kind of getting, Azula is not really like full on crazy yet. You can see it start to build. Like her dad's basically like knocking down her a notch, and it's like
she's building it. Yeah, he's building it. He's building it. Yeah.
And then I feel like in season two, if there's a season two, her rivalry with her brother is gonna ultimately turn her to like be the Azula we know, the blue fire baby.
Did they change her age in this series? Like how they changed Aang and Katara's and Sokka's?
I don't know.
Because in the original series, she's 14. Yeah.
The one thing I do know in this series that I think is super interesting and makes me think they're going to go away from the Katara-Aang thing is the actress who plays Katara, she turns 18 soon. And the actor who plays Aang, he just turned 13, I think. So I don't know if they're going to still go that route. Granted, from the time they casted him to the time now, his voice dropped already. So he's already going to puberty. But I'm interested to see if they're going to still go that route in the last three or four.
I wouldn't mind seeing a Katara Zuko relationship. Dude, honestly,
they had the a lot of chemistry in the cartoon.
No, seriously,
but you just made a whole bunch of upset, so you know.
Hey, come at me.
I don't understand why people don't like it. I mean, obviously it's fire and water, which, you know, doesn't mix, but like I don't get like why people are so like passionate about like, nah, they shouldn't be together, blah, blah, blah. Like it, like Zuko ends up being a good guy, like like what the fuck.
Do we know if we get any cameos from like any of the other voice actors? I think all we got as far was Cabbage Man.
Yeah.
Not that anything that was confirmed that I've heard.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think so.
We'll get to episode 5. Anthony's going to act surprised that he saw it.
Oh, before we move on, the one scene that popped in my head right now that I think gripped me the most emotionally was the scene where Iroh's son's funeral.
Oh yeah.
And in the background, very lightly, you can hear.
Yeah. I've been watching clips on TikTok of it too. They did it so well where it was just so subtle. Where
I didn't even know.
When they were playing it, me and Tom O'Leary looked at each other like, is that the song?
Like, because they didn't play it like full, like it was like slow. It was like super.
I do appreciate though that scenes, the building of Iroh and Zuko's relationship.
Yeah, it was perfect. It was like that. That was the moment for Iroh that he dedicated himself to Zuko. You know what I mean?
Well, because like in the cartoon, you don't really know why he's there. Like, you know, he's the uncle, and he was banished. I can't remember. Like, did he do something? Yeah, he did. He do
no, no. He chose to go with Zuko. Zuko was the one that was banished.
No. But before that,
like, no, he was dishonored because he left the siege of Boston.
Yeah, like he was there for he was basically failing for like, I'm not sure how long it was. I think it was like over
400 days or
and something. And when his son died, he just totally just pulled out. Like,
right. Done. Okay. That's okay. And that's why he like left and then ended up with Zuko, right? Was like,
I'm interested to see if I don't remember. Maybe you guys in the first season of cartoon of Avatar, do they ever tell how Zuko got his scar? Do they tell how Zuko gets his scar?
Yeah.
In the first season?
Yeah. Remember the shipmates were all talking about him, and then Iroh came in and explained to them over a cup of tea what happened.
Because so far in the first four episodes, we haven't got any, like, I was trying to pry my dad to ask my dad, like, hey, dad, did they mention? And he was like, I think he was on episode 5 then, and he was like, they haven't mentioned it yet. I was like, oh.
That's going to be...
Yeah. I feel because that'll even add more to the quote unquote like legend of the dad, the Fire Lord, because it makes him more like that. He did his own son. Like, what the hell?
You know, one thing I heard people theorize why Ozai ended up burning his face and everything. Not just to punish him physically, but it's because he looked at Zuko and saw himself in him. Because if you look at Zuko without his scar. In the cartoon, he looks exactly like Ozai. Yeah. And he, you know, people like that, they always hate themselves the most, right? And so that's why he burned his face.
I saw this TikTok, someone made like a fake animation. It was like, if the avatar was made by emo person, and it's like, hey, Katara, can you fix my scar? She fixes it. And then one day he's just depressed. Screw this. He burned his own face again. I was like, damn, that is dark. Because I think there was, I think it was like in the fourth season, Katara offered to like fix it in like in the fourth season, but he was like, nah, it's a reminder, something like that. So it would have been funny like if they did fix it, and then he's like, nah, I don't deserve this, burns it again.
It's just honor, honor for my honor.
But yeah, this is random because what Tama just said just reminded me of the play in season 4. I wonder if we get that far. I wonder if we're gonna get the play.
I hope so.
You know what they should do if we get the play? Hire all the voice actors as the people in the play.
Yeah,
dude, that would be so funny. And then make a comment. Hey, Zuko, he sounds more like Zuko than you.
That would be so funny.
I want to see whoever played Toph in that play.
Yeah. Oh. All I want to hear is I'm Melon Lord. Yeah. No, well, yeah. Okay, let's get to episode 5 and we'll be back.
Okay. Oh shoot.
All right, guys, we're back. We just watched episode 5. Anthony rewatched episode 5. So yeah, Tom, what did you think of episode 5 so far?
So I like it so far. The beginning was kind of just out of nowhere, and her having the ice power already is like, I know she had it kind of in the other episode where she, you know, froze Lee, Jet, I mean. And now she used that move that she did in the cartoon when she was in the northern water tribe. Like, she never used that move before that, and then now she's using it. If they're gonna do that and give her all these powers and they're just going to say, oh, you're just getting better and stuff, then I want to see her octopus defense thing that she does in the cartoon. You remember that? Where she does all the tentacles and stuff like that? That would be actually cool.
Nah, just give her bloodbending.
Oh, I wonder if they're going to... No, that's season three. Yeah, no, that's season three.
It is kind of jarring. This is how she's just popping up, but I think it's kind of cool how they have Aang mention like, oh, you've been like learning pretty quickly. So I guess they're just implying that she's been learning off screen. And I guess it's all right. I guess we're just so used to seeing like the cartoon having these filler episodes of them like training stuff. But yeah, the ice one, especially the last time we saw Jet, was kind of just like, whoa, okay, we're doing this now.
And the other thing is, Aang hasn't waterbend yet, right?
No, he hasn't even tried to attempt
it. Yeah, like remember in the cartoon, he literally copies Katara and then literally masters it in like a second.
Although totally opposite how when you were taking a dump, me and Anthony mentioned about how Azula's fire is normal right now, but you can see hints of her.
Yeah, like when she was about to
is gradually changing to her, yeah, to her blue fire, which is interesting.
Sounds like they're just trying to give them like
build her.
Yeah, like
arcs. Building a big bad for season two.
Yeah, so yeah, that would make sense why people are complaining that she's not crazy enough right now, is because she didn't get to that point yet.
Yeah. But you see it in this episode, which is cool.
Especially when Ozai told her basically like Zuko is the one that did all this work. Yeah.
But you can see that it was in his head.
Yeah, like, and I don't need people who like
kiss my ass.
Yeah, kiss my ass. Words, like yeah. Ass kissers. and he just like stares her down and she just like literally cries.
Yeah.
It is funny because on the surface, it looks like he's like, they're showing that he has a respect for Zuko to a degree. But in reality, it's just him just feeling his daughter, pitting them against each other, yeah. Further deepening her spiral into being an angry bitch.
Because yeah, I feel like he wants her to be like him. And since Zuko isn't, you know, and he's banished, like, it's almost like she's...
Yeah, Zuko is more like the uncle, more like...
Exactly, Iroh. Yeah. And then Azula's kind of there and he's like, oh, I'm going to like push her, but make her like pissed off and use that anger to kind of like fuel her fire kind of thing, which I think that's what Ozai is pretty much. He's like anger and that's how he like fuels his fire and stuff.
Which makes sense because in the cartoon, that's how Zuko fueled his firebending.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And then when he lost that, he couldn't firebend anymore. He had to learn the new method.
Yep. The thing that's interesting to me, and I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe this is the change, which it makes sense to me. Is Monk, I always say his name wrong. Yeah, so him being a spirit world makes sense to me.
No, it makes sense to me. I actually thought they were going to go with the other theory when the cartoon first came out, that Monkey Yatsuo was reincarnated as Momo. And then Momo was like, you know how he helps Aang throughout his journey, that's Gyatso like supporting him.
That was the one thing in the anime that bothered me, was like, knowing his friendship with Aang, he would have went to the spirit world, a chance to see him again. But in my headcanon, him and Iroh in the future are just having tea together.
Oh, always. Yeah. Always.
Talking shit.
They're just talking shit. Yeah. Cheating at Pai Show and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's elite right there.
Wasn't he... He was like friends with Roku also, wasn't he?
Yeah, because...
Monkey-Yatsu?
Yeah, because he... Wasn't he the one who helped train Roku? Am I wrong?
Yeah, yeah, I believe he was. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, him... There is another one who trained Kyoshi, and then Toph are the only two who helped train two avatars. Well, I guess you can cut Katara also, I guess, if you want to.
No, oh, yeah, it's true. Did Katara train?
Korra? She was there, at least in the opening scene of Korra, okay, when they were doing her eval. Yeah, which is kind of crazy, think about it, to be able to like live through two avatars.
Oh, that's true.
That's insane. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that. Wait, what, there wasn't anybody else alive besides Katara and Toph from that generation?
Well, I think I'm not sure. I think Zuko probably was focused on
Zuko. Yeah, yeah, Zuko. I forgot.
Well, like looking at how, you know, this is all Asian inspired countries and Asian people tend to live a lot longer. It's a lot more likely that there are people who have lived through multiple generations depending on how long each avatar lived, yeah, right? Because some maybe die early, some true. Choose to leave early,
yeah,
all some this stuff
early. Yeah, that's
true. So there could be, but like you said, those are the only confirmed ones that have trained multiple avatars.
Yeah. Out of thousands and thousands of avatars.
Yeah. I know there was one who trained the Kyoshi and the avatar before.
Wasn't that Kurok?
Yeah. That's his name, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Kurok, I think. That's the water one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The one that Cole stole the wife's face.
Oh, that's the Avatar. Okay.
Yeah.
I forgot who the Avatar was that
Cole pretty was sure because it was Korok, Kyoshi, Roku, then Aang.
Yeah. Kyoshi with her 200 years.
Yeah. I think it was 200 plus. Yeah. Like,
that's right.
She was like, I don't want to die yet. I'm gonna keep going. I mean, she didn't die old. You know what I mean?
But I mean, it makes sense. Like Earth, like being able to live forever. Like I mean.
I see her smelling like soybeans and stuff. One of the most, the best visual casting happening in this episode, I think June. Arden Cho as June is probably the best visual casting. I'm not, her acting in Teen Wolf was terrible. So, we haven't seen much of her acting yet. So, I'll be judging that later episode.
I never watched that. So,
it's a love hate relationship with that one. Okay. But yeah, her casting, her look, the looks wise is good.
Yeah. I feel like it fits her acting more, like
yeah, it would have been cool if we saw her the Anthony knows this, but in Suki's mom,
yeah,
she plays her mom in Teen Wolf.
Oh, okay. So it could
be kind of cool if they had a scene together, but yeah, it'd be kind of out of place.
Yeah, that would be kind of weird.
Fan service,
because there's no point of them going back to Kyoshi Island now.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, there is a reason, but they're not gonna deter.
Yeah.
No, I mentioned the Kyoshi Island. I just remember they cut out the whole scene with the Naga, that big sea serpent in the Kyoshi Island.
Koi. Yeah.
Yeah, when they were trying to ride the kois and then the Naga came out to attack the kois.
Yeah.
Yeah. I totally forgot they cut that whole
thing. I don't care about any of these mixed match animals. All I want is a platypus bear.
A platypus bear?
That's all I want. Oh, yeah. That's all I want. Yeah.
I kind of like Korra's polar dog thing.
Oh, that was a good one.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
He was huge, though.
Oh, yeah. He was huge. I wonder how that would work in live action.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. It's weird because episode was like, it felt long, but it felt like it didn't have much.
It was an information dump, I feel like.
Yeah,
it was a lot of monologuing.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah. All set up.
Yeah. Usually this would be sprinkled into like 4 or 5 episodes of the animation and it would be like, have some fun stuff in there.
This episode had, I want to say, at least like 6 or 7 references or even like total mashups of 6 or 7 different episodes from the cartoon.
Yeah.
Because then like in the scene where they walked in, Iroh and Zuko walked into the stuff. Yeah. They mentioned some of the other past exploits, like the Canyon Runner, which was one of the worst episodes in the Avatar series.
Yeah.
Where they went through the canyon. Yeah. Like, literally, they always say, if you want to skip any episode in the series, that's the episode to skip.
Yeah, because the guy that was supposed to lead him through the canyon,
he
got hurt. So it was literally, like, the blind leading the blind.
And Aang just wings a made-up story.
Yeah, just a made-up story. The whole story and had like nothing to do with
like,
the plot.
Fucking, like, groups of people, like fighting with each
other. Yeah, and it was for stupid reasons or whatever. It was like,
oh. I mean, there was a resolution though, so
but yeah, the lie.
Yeah.
And then we basically got because the spirit world travel with the spoiler panda, that and panda. Was the face stealer in a scene? It wasn't, right? It was totally different episodes, right? The face stealer.
I feel like it was. It's hard to tell now because I'm watching these episodes and they're kind of blending in, but I can't remember.
Yeah, I would have to rewatch it because I think there was 2 times that he went to the spirit realm in this cartoon series. At least in the first season or 2.
But that last one when he went to the town, did he meet Cole though? No, right? Because he went to the spirit world, grabbed the guys, and then came back.
No, he didn't grab the guys. He sued the spirit, and after he sued the spirit, they just emerged.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And they started walking.
It's funny because every time I see
Cole didn't steal them, that's why.
Yeah. It was just the spirit.
Yeah, the spirit was holding them.
Every time I see, I keep calling him Appa because he's from Kim Convenience, but Iroh, if I see him, I'm just picturing, you know, when he goes prisoned, and I think in season 3 of the animation, how are they going to make him look jacked?
I keep thinking about
yeah, that's because the guy who plays him, he's kind of on the chubbier side, and it's like, what are they going to do? They're going to just do a muscle suit?
No,
Iroh's being jacked.
Maybe they're going to make him work out or something. Did you know that he's younger than Ozai?
You for real?
Yeah, he's younger than the character.
Oh,
that
wow.
Plays.
Oh, okay. But
in real life.
Not in a series, though. Not in the actual.
Oh, no.
The character.
Don't think so. Yeah. He's a Jin from Lost.
Yeah.
Right, Lost coming to Netflix, you know. I'm probably going to watch it again.
Oh, God.
Really?
Yeah.
I watched like the first season. How many seasons were there?
I don't
have
8? Netflix.
I forget.
Oh, shit.
It was back in those days where seasons were like 70 episodes long.
Yeah. Like 40 minutes per.
Yeah. No, yeah. Like we said, episode 5 was kind of like a filler. It was. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't good either. If it makes sense. A lot of information, like you said, information.
Yeah, like they're setting up the whole Blue Spirit arc.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah. No, they're definitely.
Oh, we didn't even mention we got to see the owl.
Yeah, oh. Yeah, we got to see the owl, which they didn't show that until they got to the library in season two.
It's funny because when I saw the owl, I instantly thought of that from Korra when Jinora tells him, "Do you know how radios work?" And then he's like, "Yeah, there's a little man in there talking."
Yeah. I seem to be getting false information.
Oh, crap.
And then that's like literally like a play on fake news right there.
Yeah. But yeah, that was episode 5 and...
Wait, you know, that just reminds me, after you say the owl, was that Fox one of the messengers?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
One of the messengers for the library.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder.
You know what gave it away when he walked away, his thing on his tail? It had like a band thing on his tail. I don't even know what it's called. But in the cartoon, the fox like a weird like band, like almost like jewelry on his tail. So when he walked away, it kind of flashed real quick.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't make that connection until
I didn't even know.
It's funny because when I first saw it on the live action, in my mind, I was thinking Teen Wolf because we saw June. And I was, in Teen Wolf, she's a kitsune.
Yeah, the fox.
Which is a fox. That's why I was like, no, wait, she turned to a fox. Oh, no, wrong show.
These are blending in.
Oh, yeah, we're going to watch episode 6 and then we'll be back, guys.
Can you see him?